京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House, Beijing Foreign Studies University.
Readaholic, Junior High, Grade 1, Book 1.
Module 1. School Life. Friends. Welcome to Southwark School. When you go to a new school, it can be scary. You worry about your studies. You also worry about making friends. You worry that no one will like you. But do not worry too much. Most of the time, some people are friendly and some people are not. Usually, there are some people you like at once.These people often like you, too. How do people make friends? What makes a person a friend? Here's what one student says. My name is Helen. Amy and Sally are my best friends. Amy has been my friend since my first day at nursery school.We were 3 years old then. We're 14 now. I like her because she is happy almost all the time and very friendly. Sally is a quiet person. She makes friends more slowly. However, she is just as good a friend as Amy. They are both interested in the same things as me, and we listen to each other's problems. Amy likes to talk, and Sally likes to listen. We are all good at different school subjects, so we help each other with our homework too.
We speak different kinds of English. Hi, Sally.
Hello, Ben.
Oh, yes, that's right. You British people say hello, not hi. I forgot that.
Actually, lots of British people say hi these days. It's all the American TV we watch. I don't think people over in America say hello much, do they?
No, most people just say hi.As hello sounds very formal.
Well, let's be British and say hello to each other for a change.
Okay, Sally.
Okay is not British. In Britain, we say all right.
That's not true. Everyone in the whole world says okay. Even the French say okay.
Well, yes, that's true. But all right is proper English now.
So it is a kind of old-fashioned English, but okay, I mean all right. I'll try it. But will anyone understand me?
Yes, of course they will. Oh, look, here comes Tony. He's from Australia. I wonder whether he says hello or hi.
Hi, Tony.
Hello, Tony.
Good day, you two.
Oh, no, he speaks Australian English.
An interview with Mr. Black. Which class do you teach, Mr. Black?
I teach class 3. The students are 8 or 9 years old.
What do you teach them?
Everything. I have them all day for a whole year.
By the end of the year, you must know them very well.
Yes, they know me pretty well too.
What do you think your class would say about you as a teacher?
This year, my class thinks I am grumpy. My wife and I have a new baby. The baby sleeps badly, so we are kept awake almost every night.
No wonder you were grumpy in the morning. What is your favourite subject to teach?
I like teaching maths. I like it when I explain something and the children can do things they could not do before, like adding fractions together.
Do you like teaching English?
It's okay. The class 2 teacher, Mrs. Lewis, is good at telling stories. She doesn't like maths. Sometimes she tells my class stories and I do maths with her class.
What do you like about teaching children of this age?
They like learning new things. Sometimes older children are more interested in their friends. They like to talk to each other and they think some lessons are boring.